So as we head towards the end of the year, towards the colder months, you may be looking for somewhere where you can enjoy some hearty food, a nice glass of wine in a nice relaxed family atmosphere. And there's nowhere better to do that than Alexander's here in Skipton, which is where I am today. I'm joined by the head chef, Paul, and also Michael, who is the chef de partie here. Hello to you both.
Hello, good afternoon.
Now, Paul, we'll start with you. We've got the a la carte menu in front of us. We always say here at Alexander's, you have such a massive variety for all different tastes. Just want to talk us through this a la carte menu because it's been running for a few months now and it's quite popular.
Yeah, very much so. We changed the style of the menu a few months ago and went more traditional to the a la carte on an evening. So we have, like I say, a traditional starter, main and dessert format. So things like on the starters, we've got a beautiful pressed ham tureen, we call it ham and eggs, so we do it's like ham, egg and chips, so we do like pressed ham tureen, we do a little soft scotch quail's egg, and then some like straw potatoes. So it's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, a little bit of fun with the menu. And we've got like the treacle beef on there, which has been a stay fast at Alexander's for a long time, so we use like a flat iron steak. It's marinated in black treacle, so it gives it a really deep molasse flavour. And then going on to like to the mains, we're using some beautiful Yorkshire lamb at the moment. We're using the rump and the shoulder of the lamb. We have a good relationship with our fishmongers, so we try and use what's been landed on a daily, weekly basis. At the moment we're using some beautiful cod loin, that's with like a squid ink rice cracker. So we're trying to get a bit more of the technical side into the dishes. But then we also try and take care of the diners who are just after a little bit of something more homely, a little bit simple. So we've got like a grill menu on there, which we use a salt-edged pork tomahawk steak. Even just going to doing the sausage and mash, we use a producer who raises their own rare breed pigs, and then they make the sausages for us, and we serve that with a little bubble and squeak cake. So you know, we do from both ends of the scale, you know, from the simple to the more technical a la carte. But you know, we put the same amount of effort and thought into all the dishes, so you get the same experience whatever you're coming to eat with us.
As you touched on there, there is a massive variety of different meats. You've got ribeyes and rumps and that sort of thing. But then there is actually a classic section of the menu. So as you say, if there's anyone that's a bit more conservative with their choices, don't want to go too adventurous, although Alexander's is famed for a bit of adventure on the menu, they have that classic section. And that's perfect for families as well, because as you said there, the sausage and mash, you've got steak and ale pie. So there's something that they can choose as well.
Yeah, definitely. It is, you know, we want to try and encompass everybody. You know, so I always try and think about, okay, the family going out, you know, there's grandma and granddad, there's mum and dad and the kids, and there's something there for everybody. There's, you know, I've been out as large parties, and you go into restaurants and it's very, very specific of what they serve, and it's maybe not to everyone's taste. So it's just having something there which we're happy serving, and we're proud of what we do serve, but then it's just dealing with everyone's taste and requirements, really.
Now we're also joined by Michael, who is a chef de partie, but he has a bit of a background in front of house, so he knows quite extensively the wine list here at Alexander's. If you look on the back of the a la carte menu, there is a whole page full of different whites and reds, rosés, such a big selection there. And Michael, here at Alexander's, you can help people choose the perfect wine to go with whatever food they choose on the a la carte menu.
Yeah, I think that's a very big important part of what we do here. The food changes very often, and I feel like the wine list should always be developing, from really interesting whites from all around the world to some fantastic reds that we have from Bulgaria, from Romania. I think it's a very important thing to be able to match your wine with your food, because you can elevate a bottle of wine with a great dish of food, and you can also elevate a fantastic wine just in any way, sat on our terrace with a little few snacks or with our a la carte menu. I feel like it's really important to pick the perfect wine to go with the perfect dish, but to cater it to your needs as well, so not throwing anything too crazy out there for you, just making sure you're comfortable with your choice, especially with our comfortable food menu. It's a little bit exciting as well. I feel like our wine list really reflects that. We do like to sort of test people and put people outside of their comfort zone, just like we like to be tested as well with our new food produce. And like you said, we're coming up to the end of the year, so we're going to go for the big hearty red wines. And here at Alexander's, we've got a complete love affair with a wine called Primitivo, or as it's known in America, Zinfandel. So that's a beautiful, big, hearty red wine, a lot of spices. And it sits amazingly with our grill menu, so something a bit of oomph and a bit of a kick to it.
So we're looking at the wine list here. It's important to point out that it's not just whites, reds and rosés, which there is a massive list of. You also got a bit of fizz there as well, haven't we, for people to enjoy, maybe a bit of celebratory towards the end of the year.
Yeah, we do indeed. I mean, when you think of fizz, you probably go towards Cava, you go towards Champagne and you go towards Prosecco. But with us using a lot of homegrown produce, especially with our foods, I think it's definitely worth trying an English sparkling wine. It's definitely a newcomer on the sort of fizz scene, but it's winning awards all over the world. So I definitely recommend one of our house glasses, the English sparkling. But if you do want to stick to your guns and stick to what you know, we've got a fantastic selection of Proseccos and Carvers. And most importantly, we've got the Perrier Jouet sparkling by the glass.
Fantastic. Well, if there's anyone listening that does want to come down and sample the a la carte menu and that wine pairing as well, you've got the expertise here to choose that perfect pairing. How can they find out a bit more? Maybe look ahead to Christmas and off-piste as well. How can they find out?
So they'll be going live on our website. It'll be going out through all our social media channels as well.
So that's alexanders-skipton.com. You can also give them a call to book up on 01756 228030, and you can find out about availability. Well, Paul, Michael, thanks again for having me here at Alexanders. It's always a pleasure to come along, and I'll keep an eye out for the a la carte menu off-piste and your Christmas offerings coming up very soon. Thank you very much.